Yes, Ruth. We're now going to bring you news of five remarkable local residents, and hopefully it will all be a bit more upbeat. First, we have two obituaries. James Tubby and Christine Wilson both made important voluntary contributions to Norwich organisations. Danny Dismore, sometimes known as Canny Danny, is a remarkable young campaigner supporting the disabled in Norwich. Andrew Lorne is a Norwich City supporter who sang the club anthem for BBC One at Carrow Road. And last, but certainly not least, the amazing Alfie Hewitt from Norfolk won his 23rd tennis Grand Slam title in Melbourne. First, here is Ruth with the report on the death of James Tubby.
A dedicated and lifelong volunteer who was well known in many circles has died, age 89. From fundraising for good causes to being at the helm of charities, James Tubby devoted his entire life to helping others. Born north of Norwich in Haveringland, near Horsford, Mr. Tubby was the third of four siblings arriving on November the 3rd, 1933. Mr. Tubby grew up in his local area and attended school there before being called up to do his national service during the 1950s. He served as a clerical assistant to British Army medical consultants at the Queen Alexandra Military Hospital in London, a move Desmond described as the making of him. Mr. Tubby went on to be an office manager for the Frettenham Lime Company Limited for his entire working career before it ceased trading. But arguably, it was his dedication to fundraising and supporting many charities that he will be remembered for. Mr. Tubby was a major contributor to the work of Scope in Norwich in its early stages, ahead of and during its rebranding. He went on to become its vice chairman and received a 10-year long service award for his efforts. He assisted with considerable donations to Parkinson's UK, the new cancer unit at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, arthritis research with the Arthritis Foundation, Marie Curie Cancer Care, and support for sick, newborn and parents.
Tributes have been paid to Friends of Eton Park's former chairwoman, Christine Wilson, who died suddenly at the age of 78. A key player in setting up one of Norwich's first park community groups, Christine grew up in Berkhamsted, Hertfordshire. A linguist fluent in French and German, she spent her early career in Africa, France and Switzerland, working for the World Health Organization and Médecins Sans Frontières. In the 1970s, she moved to Norwich to study at the University of East Anglia and achieved a degree in International Development Studies, later working for the British Centre for Literary Translation at the UEA. She was an active member of Norfolk and Norwich Rouen Friendship Association and Friends of Earlham Library. In 2007, she joined Friends of Eton Park, becoming its chairwoman between 2009 and 2012, and remaining on the committee until 2018. As chairwoman, she championed the park's trees, birds and butterflies by organising surveys and events. She set up a website, collected memories from older residents and led guided walks and heritage open day events.
A Norwich youngster has succeeded in his one-man mission to make a garden centre more accessible for wheelchair users. Determined campaigner Danny Dismore, 18, of Fakenham Road, Taverham, has been campaigning for improved accessibility at Taverham Nursery Centre. Danny has Alfie's syndrome, a rare chromosomal disorder where his ninth chromosome has been deleted. His dad Julian says it's a condition only 1 in 5 million people have. It was always quite dangerous going in, Julian explained of the popular garden centre site, which also has shops, a deli and a restaurant. The gate had no designated area for pedestrians or wheelchairs, so you're walking in the road and taking life into your hands. But Danny decided to do something about it and launched a campaign, spoke to the manager and persuaded them to do something about it. Danny was the subject of a CBBC documentary called My Life, Danny the Bravest Boy in the World, which aired in February 2020. Matt Still, manager at Taverham Nursery Centre, said, "It was pointed out to us that the access was awkward from the gates. We have marked two walkways from either gate, so there's a clearly marked route for pedestrians to walk into the garden centre, with a zebra crossing across into the entrance and another on the way out."
On the Ball, City was ringing around an empty Carrow Road when a BBC show filmed in the city, thanks to a solo performance from one fan. Andrew Lorne from Along Come Norwich appeared on BBC One's Bargain Hunt when host Eric Knowles asked him to recite the club's famous song, which is believed to be the oldest football chant in the world. Mr. Lorne, who has written a book on the history of football songs called We Lose Every Week, appeared during a five-minute segment on chants, which also showed footage of the Canaries faithful in action, along with supporters of other teams across Europe. He admitted he was a little embarrassed when asked to sing the song alone during the snippet which was filmed at Carrow Road. Mr. Lorne said, "I think it went okay, but I wasn't looking forward to it, as I knew they were going to ask me to sing alone. I've been waiting to see it since October. I think they were looking for something interesting and unique to the city, and I think they'd probably already done Mustard."
Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt secured an emotional first Australian Open tennis men's wheelchair singles title at Melbourne Park to strengthen his hold on the world number one ranking. Hewitt produced a scintillating performance that ended in a 6-3, 6-1 victory over Japan's world number four, Tokito Oda, adding the singles crown to the doubles title he won with Gordon Reid. Contesting his third successive Australian Open singles final, Hewitt managed to resist the big serving game of 16-year-old Oda to come from 3-1 down in the opening set, with a backhand down-the-line winner wrapping up the first set in 41 minutes. With Hewitt increasingly in command, he finished off a tremendous performance, with an ace followed closely by tears of happiness. Now a 23-time champion at majors after winning his fourth successive Australian Open men's doubles title, Hewitt said, "For me, this was one heck of a battle, really, mentally more than anything. Those tears you saw, they were like 7 years in the making. I remember my first time on this court, 3 or 4 years ago, and I think I cried after that as well, because I'd just won my first singles match here."
Well played, Alfie and Ruth. That's it, I'm afraid, for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Ruth Murray and myself, Paul Henderson. Marianne Penn and John Francis are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a feature about an author with strong Norwich connections.